Xi Jinping in the United States. Are the Xi Jinping T-shirts and bobblehead dolls of the Chinese leader going like hotcakes as he arrives in the U.S. today for a week-long first state visit for the Communist Party chief? Not hardly. Well, leader and Chinese President Xi Jinping will have a hard time competing with the opium for the masses in Pope Francis and the millions of faithful who will be mobbing him on the East Coast. But the U.S.-China relationship probably trumps the U.S. relationship with the Vatican, even now. China has been playing tough on human rights lately, tough on cybersecurity, and tough in its anti-American rhetoric in the midst of a series of confrontations taking place in the South China Sea. Bonnie Glaser is a senior advisor for Asia at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Welcome back, Bonnie.
Thanks for having me on the show.
How do you think the White House should play what's gone on in China? It seems as though there are certainly a lot of incentives to bring these two countries together, but certainly China has staked out some very tough positions.
Yes, it has. A summit meeting between the presidents of China and the United States really isn't an opportunity just to celebrate what we're doing well and where we're cooperating. It's really more importantly a chance to address some of the festering problems in the relationship. And these leaders will have some time the first evening when they have a very small dinner and then the second day to have a very frank heart-to-heart talk about these issues you just mentioned, cyber-enabled espionage of American companies' intellectual property, China's artificial island building in the South China Sea, where they are militarizing these new land features that they have created, and then the human rights and domestic laws in China that are creating challenges for American businesses as well as people-to-people exchanges, non-governmental organizations operating in China, civil society in general. So these are difficult issues.
Are the Chinese leaders playing a nationalist card within China because of the economic instability and the loss of the wealth effect in the stock market with all of its volatility, trying to rally the country around some of these tough issues that will make it much less a flexible moment for Xi Jinping here in the United States?
Well, I think that the volatility in the economy and the stock market in China don't help. But nationalism in China has been rising over the last few years. It is certainly encouraged by the government. So it's really nothing new at this particular juncture. I do think that Xi Jinping's ability to compromise is difficult. It's restricted. But nevertheless, the U.S.-China relationship is incredibly important for China. The trade relationship, the fact that the United States remains the sole superpower, just critically important. And so I do think it's also an opportunity for Xi Jinping to maybe find a way to tamp down some of the friction.
Can President Obama offer some leverage in the form of, this sole superpower idea that you just raised? It seems to me that it's in China's interest to be recognized as maybe the number two superpower here, and that if the U.S. made gestures in that direction, that China would be more flexible on human rights issues. Are there ways to adjust the optics so that it looks like China is indeed a superpower right along with the United States?
Well, I don't think that making concessions to China is going to convince the Chinese to do the kinds of things that we want, particularly on the human rights agenda. I think we have very little leverage over China's domestic policies. We have somewhat more on their external policies. But I believe at this particular time, it's important for the administration not just to talk tough, but to really follow through and create some costs for the Chinese. After all, President Obama's been talking with Xi Jinping about problems with stealing American intellectual property by use of cyber since 2009, and we have seen absolutely no progress. In fact, the problem's really gotten worse. And in maritime spaces like the South China Sea, the Chinese simply say the United States has no role on this issue and that their actions are legal and legitimate. legitimate and reasonable. So I really think this is an opportunity for the president to send his concerns very clearly to the Chinese and lay out potential consequences if they don't change their behavior.
Would the Chinese do anything different if there were sanctions laid out on the table? I mean, the response in the past has been, oh, now you're back to containment. You're trying to contain us in the Pacific, contain us in terms of economic growth, using environmental policy to contain our industrial might. We want none of it.
Well, there is a narrative in China that the United States is trying to contain it. Certainly, they see pressure from the United States. But frankly, I think that they see this administration as a little bit weak, unwilling to back up its threats with real hard policies. And in fact, I think they're more worried about the next administration than they are about the Obama administration. So we have to strike the right balance. The United States needs to cooperate with China where our interests converge. But in areas where the Chinese are pursuing policies that are detrimental to the United States and to stability in the region, I do think that we have to start actually taking some actions. I think the Chinese understand toughness. We've seen this in their behavior in past years. So I do think this is a time for the United States to get it right with China and follow up on some of the threats that have been made. In the cyber area, the president now has an executive order where he can impose sanctions on the Chinese. And the Chinese have said that any Chinese company that violates the laws of China will be subject to legal liability, and that these laws include stealing foreign companies' intellectual property. So if the United States has evidence that they are doing this, the Chinese should prosecute. And if they don't, then we should follow up with our own sanctions.
A question of following through from the White House on issues that matter and tough stances that the Chinese have taken on cybersecurity and human rights. Bonnie Glaser is Senior Advisor for Asia at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.